Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we've got some songs about gambling, and we'll celebrate the birthday of Ozzie Nelson. But to get us started, on March 17th in 1926, the musical The Girlfriend opened in New York City. With music by Richard Rodgers and lyrics by Lorenz Hart, the musical ran for 409 performances. Here's a song from the show by George Olsen and his music.
Apartment. She thrilled me with her glances, Her kiss was just like wine, but she turned out to be a close friend of a Scotch friend of mine.
A couple of girlfriend songs on Rapidly Rotating Records. We just heard Ted Weems and his orchestra from July 25th, 1930, and a Walter Donaldson Gus Kahn song, A Girlfriend of a Boyfriend of Mine. And we started the show with The Girlfriend from The Girlfriend, a musical comedy about the then-current fad of bicycle racing, written in 1926 by Richard Rodgers, Lorenz Hart, and Herbert Fields. George Olson and his music, with the vocal trio of Fran Fry, Bob Borger, and Larry Murphy. George Olson appeared in the original cast of The Girlfriend. Continuing this Girlfriend set of songs, here's Ray Miller and his orchestra.
Thank you. wake up and there's springtime in your makeup. Oh, that's a time a fella needs a girlfriend. Ba-dee-dum-ba-dum-bum. Do you mind if I remind you when the moon begins to blind you? That time a fella needs a girlfriend. Ba-dee-dum-ba-dum-bum. Don't you want to be there and do, man? Oh, but didn't. Don't you want to feel just like a new man? Ba-beep-a-beep-a-beep-a-boom. When you hear the church bells pealing and you get that certain feeling, oh, that's the time a fella needs a girlfriend. But
with the arrangement and vocal by Pat McCarthy, that was Snooks Friedman and his Memphis Stompers, and that's The Time a Feller Needs a Girlfriend, from June 12, 1931. Before Snooks, it was Ray Miller and his orchestra posing the musical question, Is She My Girlfriend? That was one of four sides recorded in Cincinnati, Ohio, by a Brunswick mobile recording unit around February 1st of 1928. The banjo on Is She My Girlfriend was played by Mort Klavner. Miller was in Cincinnati for an engagement at the Hotel Gibson and was also heard over Cincinnati's WLW, which could be heard across the country. As a matter of fact, WLW in 1934 was the most powerful radio station in the world at 500,000 watts and could be heard as far away as South America. Now, if KISL were broadcasting at 500,000 watts, we might be able to be heard at the West End. I'm Glenn Robison, and this is Rapidly Rotating Records. I'll be back with Ricky and David's dad right after this. Last week, March 20th, marked the birth in 1907 in Jersey City, New Jersey, of Oswald George Nelson, better known as Ozzy. Ozzy Nelson was the youngest person ever to achieve the rank of Eagle Scout, which he accomplished at age 13. He went on to Rutgers University, where he was a star quarterback on the football team. He originally wanted to be a cartoonist, but after graduating from Rutgers, he entered law school. He led a band in order to pay for law school, but after graduating, he chose bandleading as a career. In addition to leading the band, he composed songs and could play all the instruments in the band with the exception of the trumpet. In 1932, he hired Harriet Hilliard as a vocalist, and they were married 3 years later. In 1944, The Adventures of Ozzy and Harriet debuted on radio, and after an 8-year run, switched to television for 14 years. Ozzy Nelson died on June 3, 1975. Here's Ozzy Nelson and his orchestra.
Thank you. night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty-night and kiss me. Just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, dear, still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear, just saying this. Sweet dreams till sunbeams find you, sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me. Dream a little dream of me. Leave all worries behind you, but in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me.
I get up at 9, read the morning news, hurdy-gurdy's playing the St. Louis Blues. From 10 till 3, there is no escape from the tick, tick, tick of the ticker tape. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Grab a taxi cab, grab a bite to eat. The food's either sour or it's much too sweet. Pick up a phone, call up a sheet. I don't care for her, she don't care for me. Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Got the jitters.
Like the pounding of a hammer is the clatter and the clamor of Manhattan's panorama. Got the jitters. Get my broker. Buy 100,000 shares of tapioca. Get Chicago on the wire. Hello, Mr. McIntyre. Tapioca's going higher. Got the jitters. House with a view, haven't had a chance to see the view. Bought a shiny Cadillac, always take a taxi there and back. Got the jitters. From the moment that I get up on the go without a let up, waiter, bring another set up. Got the jitters.
Ozzie Nelson, his orchestra and his vocal on Got the Jitters from January 6, 1934. Got the Jitters was preceded by another Ozzie Nelson vocal, Dream a Little Dream of Me, from February 16, 1931. And you thought the Mamas and Papas were the first to record that. I've got one more Ozzie Nelson vocal, but not before we hear from Mrs. Ozzie Nelson.
Mind walking in the rain when I'm walking in the rain with you.
Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra in 1930 with Ozzie vocalizing on I Don't Mind Walking in the Rain, written by Max Rich and Al Hoffman. I Don't Mind Walking in the Rain was preceded by Ozzie Nelson and his orchestra backing Mrs. Ozzie Nelson, Harriet Hilliard, on Says My Heart from the 1938 film Coconut Grove. Harriet Hilliard played Linda Rogers in Coconut Grove, in which a band tries to get an audition for a job at the prestigious nightclub. Ozzie Nelson, born March 20th, 1907. Well, you can see Ozzie Nelson just about every day on TV in reruns of The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet, but you're not going to hear his band too many other places than here on Rapidly Rotating Records. I'm your host, Glenn Robison, inviting your requests and comments about the show. You can send either by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. We'll be back with more right after this. Welcome back to Rapidly Rotating Records. There's currently legislation before Congress to prohibit gambling over the Internet. But on March 22nd, way back in 1630, the very first legislation in the U.S. to prohibit gambling at all was enacted in Boston, Massachusetts. So here are some rapidly rotating records about luck, good and not so good.
Thank you.
Floyd Mills and His Marylanders and Hard Luck from 1929. Floyd Mills and His Marylanders was a territory band based in Cumberland, Maryland, which traveled during the summer playing at a circuit of dance halls and pavilions. And before Hard Luck, it was Lady Luck from the California Ramblers on an Edison Lateral recorded on October 9, 1929. In the band, Glenn Miller on trombone, and the vocal was by Smith Ballou and Trio. Continuing this lucky set of songs on rapidly rotating records, here's Abe Lyman's California Orchestra.
To bring my baby back to me.
George Fisher and his Kit Kat Band, March 27th, 1928, and I've Found a Horseshoe, written by Elmer Schobel and Billy Myers. And before I've Found a Horseshoe, it was another Schobel tune, this one written along with Louis Panico, Ace in the Hole, Abe Lyman's California Orchestra in Chicago on June 22, 1926. Abe Lyman was born in Chicago on August 4, 1897. He learned to play drums and at age 14 had his first musical job at Chicago's Colonial Cafe. In 1918, he came to Los Angeles to lead the band at Santa Monica's Sunset Inn, which was owned by his brother, Mike. By 1920, Abe's band consisted of 9 pieces, including Roy Fox and Ray Lopez on trumpets, Buster Johnson trombone, Gus Mueller on reeds, Louis Garcia violin, Henry Cohen piano, Jake Garcia bass, Charlie Pierce on banjo, and Abe himself on drums. When the Sunset Inn closed as a consequence of a scandal involving movie star Fatty Arbuckle, Abe Lyman landed a contract at the Coconut Grove Ballroom in Los Angeles Ambassador Hotel. With a saxophone and violin added to the band, they opened on April 1, 1922 to a crowd of 1,500 guests, with another 500 waiting outside. Shortly after this debut, they recorded their first record for the Los Angeles label Nordskog. The following year, Abe began recording for Brunswick and recorded hundreds of titles between 1923 and 1936. By 1930, he was featured in Hollywood movies and was involved in radio from the mid-1930s. Around 1947, Abe Lyman left the music business and went into restaurant management. Abe Lyman died on October 23, 1957, in Beverly Hills. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. I'll be back with more right after this. Earlier, we had some songs about girlfriends. Well, not wanting to be accused of being sexist, we're going to wrap up with some songs about boyfriends, starting off with the Bubbling Over Five.
Slow dance, make you mistreat your good boyfriend. Lord, Lordy, Lord, don't you love this little old slow dance? Make you mistreat your good boyfriend. Before he gets you home tonight, you'll be hollering, Lord, have mercy, Papa, amen.
That's how I feel today.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
My goodness, I never felt this way. Teddy, you should see who fell for me. You wanna meet a real, real treat? You should see us walking down the street. Is he my boyfriend? Howdy, howdy, howdy. Hey, hey. I'm proud to say he's my boyfriend now.
Are you his girlfriend?
Howdy, howdy. Well, well, if I must tell, I'm his girlfriend now.
Was he hard getting?
Hard getting? Not for me.
Does he do petting?
Oh, that's something you would like to see, eh? Well, Teddy, you know my weakness?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. He's found it out. Now I'm lost, but damn the cost, I'm his girlfriend now.
But is he really your boyfriend?
Howdy, howdy. Well, well, I fell, and he's my boyfriend now. And I met him in July. By August, we kissed, and oh...
By September, what did he do?
You're too young to know. And he's got a system.
A system?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, is it nice?
Say, every time I kiss him, he's got to sit right on a cake of ice. And mind you, he's not good looking, not a beauty prize. But it takes more than good looks to satisfy a girl my size. Hot cat, you're looking at his only girlfriend.
Thank you.
In the first segment of the show, we heard Ray Miller and his orchestra and Is She My Girlfriend? And we just heard Ray Miller once again with Me and the Boyfriend from October 13th, 1924. Before Ray Miller, it was Sophie Tucker, the last of the Red Hot Mamas, with Ted Shapiro providing the piano accompaniment on Is He My Boyfriend from August of 1928. And we began this boyfriend set of songs with the Bubbling Over Five and Don't Mistreat Your Good Boyfriend, recorded October 13, 1929. The Bubbling Over Five was a quintet of black musicians which made but one record, at least under that name. The harmonica was played by James Simons, who went by the name of Blues Birdhead. Well, we have time for one more. This isn't a boyfriend or girlfriend song. It's just Let's Get Friendly.
Over there for what you giving me the air for, what you got the Morris chair for, oh come on and let's get friendly. What you want to leave me flat for, what you want to be like that for, what's the welcome on the mat for, oh come on and let's get friendly. Why have you got those lovable charms? Why have I got these two loving arms? What you acting so afraid for? What's the window got a shade for? What's the cozy corner made for? Oh, come on and let's get friendly.
Let's Get Friendly, Roy Carroll and his Sands Point Orchestra, a Ben Selvin recording unit, recorded on May 21, 1931. The band featured Benny Goodman. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very glad that you've chosen to spend the last hour with me, and I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play the Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. I'm Glenn Robison, and I thank you for your very kind attention. ¶¶